Aussie supermarket chain offers 10 days paid gender affirmation leave. By Hannah Blow on May 18, 2022. Coles, an Australian supermarket chain, is the latest company to go full woke, as it is now offering 10 days of paid gender affirmation leave for transgender or gender diverse employees. David Brewster, the grocery giant's chief legal and safety officer, said the company knows of at least 900 team members who identify as transgender or gender diverse out of its roughly 124,000 employees. As a result, the company is offering 10 days of leave, allowing transgender or gender diverse employees to pursue any process that a team member undergoes to affirm/confirm their gender identity. This may be in the forms of social affirmation, medical affirmation, or legal affirmation, a Coles spokesperson told the Daily Mail Australia. This may include attending medical or specialist appointments, legal appointments, attending counseling services, attending services supporting their mental health and well-being, undertaking hormone therapy or medical surgical processes, the spokesperson added. We need to have proper policy and education in this area so there is clear guidance around taking leave for this important transition in their life, Brewster said. According to the Daily Mail, casual employees will have access to unpaid gender affirmation leave. In its statement on transgender and gender diverse applicants, Coles made it clear that it will support any employee with whatever gender they choose, allowing them to use restrooms as well as changing rooms of their affirmed gender. Whether you're attending an interview or starting your first day as a Coles team member, you'll be supported as the gender with which you identify, wear the clothes or uniform of your affirmed gender, use the toilets and change rooms of your affirmed gender, and be referred to by the name of your affirmed gender too. This is hardly the first instance of companies wading into controversial political waters. Target, for example, recently opted to partner with queer-owned brands to sell chest binders, designed to flatten women's chests. Despite the left's attempts to normalize radical transgender ideology, even for children, most Americans consider transgenderism an unhealthy condition, and 90% oppose minors undergoing permanent gender alteration procedures.